Example 22. I'm considered old in this society. Example. I'm in my 70s, and there are a lot of things that I did when I was younger that I no longer do, but I actually don't feel much different than I felt most of my life. I look different for sure, but I don't feel so very different. Recently, I've been noticing how many people are making reference to age and old age. The comedians on television are relentless about the maladies of old people, and I have to say it's beginning to get to me. I believe that I have many happy and potentially productive years ahead of me, but I'm beginning to feel bad, maybe even depressed, about my age. We find it humorous to hear an eternal being speaking of the shortness of life, but of course we understand that you're not seeing yourself in the full broad view in which we see you. The awareness that most humans have of themselves usually extends only from their physical entrance into this body to their physical exit from this body, and the longer they live and the closer to that exit they think they are, the more uncomfortable they become. If they only knew that the exit is but another entrance, their discomfort would be replaced with a delicious sense of eternal adventure. We can talk all day, every day, about the eternal nature of your being, but of course, you only see what you see, and this time-space reality in which you are focused is an environment that is so vividly focused that you call it real life, as if to say that the non-physical part of it, including us, is not real. As you deliberately reach for better feeling thoughts in an effort to apply our repetitive downstream-upstream analogy, you will eventually tune the vibration of your physical being to your own broader perspective. And as you do that, the lines of your physical entrances and exits will become blurred and non-important as you don your broader eternal persona. When you are joyously focused in your current moment in time, allowing the broader part of you to flow through you completely, and exploring this now moment for nuggets of pleasing life experience, all feelings of lack will disappear as your eternal nature dominates. Your current moment will be so delicious and so compelling that there will be no time or interest to look longingly toward the past or feel the shortness of any future. You will begin to recognize that you will be alive and living life for eternity. You have no idea how very old you are, but you do feel as you feel, and you are the only one who can do anything about that. And the best part of this subject is that there really is nothing that you can do in terms of action to change this. You cannot fix it by demanding a behavioral adjustment from another or by turning back the calendar yourself, but you can find a way of approaching the subject of your age in a way that brings you into alignment with your broader perspective. And when you do, not only will you feel better immediately, but the rest of your physical experience will be filled with wonder and delight. So begin where you are and reach for increasingly better feeling thoughts. For instance, I hate the fun that comedians make of old people. Those comedians are so disrespectful. They don't care whose feelings they hurt. It gives me satisfaction to realize that one day they will be old. They will be old, that is, unless they get run over by a truck. That gives me satisfaction as well. I don't really wish them any harm. I wish understanding from them. I never like it when others' feelings are hurt. But people get their feelings hurt for a variety of reasons. Sometimes people get their feelings hurt for no apparent reason. Controlling the world to prevent hurt feelings is not possible. I don't need others to modify their behavior to soothe my feelings. I can take care of that myself. I guess I wanted to protect others from having their feelings hurt. I realize that their feelings are their responsibility. Comedians have a way of centering on sensitive issues that touch a nerve in the public. I'm learning that a nerve is always touched in me before I seek vibrational improvement. I guess I'll start listening for what's funny and stop being so sensitive.